This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. 3,000 fresh U.S. troops are rushing to Kabul on Friday in a temporary deployment to speed evacuation flights for some American diplomats and thousands of Afghans as the Taliban continues a lightning offensive that has captured much of the country and risks isolating Afghanistan's capital city. The Pentagon's also moving another 5,000 troops to bases in the Gulf countries of Qatar and Kuwait, including 1,000 to Qatar to speed up visa processing for Afghan translators and others who fear retribution from the Taliban for past work with Americans and their family members. The remainder 4,000 troops are bound for Kuwait. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says those combat troops will be a reserve force on standby in case the U.S. needs more than the 3,000 going to Kabul. The temporary buildup of troops for U.S. evacuations highlights the stunning pace of the Taliban takeover of much of the country, less than 3 weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end nearly 20 years of combat in Afghanistan. The Taliban, emboldened by the imminent end of the U.S. combat mission in the country, took four more provincial capitals Friday. The advance is gradually encircling Kabul, home to millions of Afghans. Friday's latest significant blow was the Taliban capture of the capital of the Helmand province, where American, British, and other allied NATO forces fought some of the bloodiest battles in the past 20 years. Hundreds of Western troops died there during the course of the war, in fighting that often succeeded in knocking back Taliban fighters locally, only to have the Taliban move back in when a Western unit rotated out. The U.S. had already withdrawn most of its troops, but did have about 650 left in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.